理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. Today we begin a new lesson. It's called Teens Who Work. And more teenagers are finding part-time jobs even while they go to school.
Hi friends, I'm your teacher Steve. The question is asked, is it a good idea for teenagers to work part-time jobs? Well, some people think so, some people think it's not a good idea. Let's learn more about this question on page 48 in the left-hand column.
Teens Who Work. Working after school has become almost a rite of passage for teens in the U.S. More than 80% of American teens work at some point during their high school years. Many teens in Australia and Europe also work part-time. But by and large, teens in East Asia have not followed this trend. Parents in these cultures encourage their children to study, not waste their time working. But is working really a waste of time for teens? The answer is unclear. Experts point to both benefits and pitfalls of teen employment.
Well, we find in this article that more and more people, more and more teenagers, are taking part-time jobs. Now, Steve, did you have a part-time job when you were in high school or college?
I sure did. Yep, I had a part-time job as early as 10 or 11 years old, delivering newspapers. So I'm very experienced at having work or part-time work when I was in school. And yourself?
Well, I didn't really during school. I did during the summers. When I was in college, though, I certainly did have a part-time job. In fact, I think I had two or three jobs trying to put myself through school. So some people are used to this, others are not. It says here, working after school has become almost a rite of passage for teens in the United States. So first of all, we're talking about teenagers from America or the United States. Notice this expression, a rite of passage. What does that mean?
Well, that's a ceremony that marks the passage of an important transition or a period in a person's life. A rite of passage might be marriage, or another example would be the first day of school. Maybe a woman having children is a rite of passage.
Okay, so it's a pretty significant event or something that happens that really brings a person from one stage in their life to another stage. Often we do think about a young man becoming or being considered a man. In some cultures, that might be simply going out hunting. And then they become, it's kind of like a rite of passage. They become a man now.
That's right. Or maybe the first time a young man shaves. That would be a rite of passage. He's becoming a man. Well, the author goes on to say more than 80% of American teens work at some point during their high school years. So it's saying that they work at some point. They don't work from the time they enter high school until the time they leave. Maybe they work a short period of time. It could be summers, or it could be a part-time job for 1 year. But at some point, they do part-time work.
Okay. Again, not all the time, or maybe not from the beginning to the end of their high school years, but at some point in that period of time. It does say many teens in Australia and Europe also work part-time. But by and large, it tells us here, teens in East Asia have not followed this trend. So we're finding that things are a little different maybe in the West, but I think we're seeing a change now. But by and large, this is also a good expression for our students to learn, by and large or for the most part.
Okay, or generally speaking, but for the most part, teens in East Asia have not followed this trend. They do not take part-time jobs, for the most part. Of course, certainly there are those who do. Well, parents in these cultures encourage their children to study, not waste their time working. Of course, education is very, very important here in the East, and there's a big emphasis on education. Students should spend most of their time, if not all their time, studying.
So we're seeing more of it happen in Asia, but it's certainly not to the degree that we would see it in the West, certainly not 80%. So the trend is changing maybe a little bit, but not to that degree.
Okay, we see the word waste here because maybe some people would not agree with that. Maybe that's not the right word. Some people would say it is a waste of time, that it's not worth doing, but there are others who say working is a good thing.
Okay, so some would not consider it a waste. They would consider it a very valuable experience for life. I think that's what a lot of Americans think. Even American parents think that if their children can work a little bit, this will help them to better understand how to use their money. It will help them to manage their time and their money. So they don't consider it a waste. Others do. It says the answer is probably very unclear to us.
Okay, experts point to both benefits and pitfalls of teen employment. So there are advantages and disadvantages to working part-time jobs. Pitfall is a hidden source of danger or trouble, something that you don't necessarily see until you've already fallen.
Right. There is something actually called a pitfall or a pit, and it would be covered over. Often it was used to catch animals or something like that, and so you couldn't see it. It was covered over by something, and suddenly someone would walk along the ground and then fall into the pit. Well, in life, sometimes we have those pitfalls, things that you don't expect, but there's danger there.
Okay, another word I might use is trap, or they've been trapped by this. Let's take a look at this word pitfall in today's word skit.
Dad, look at this. It's my first credit card. Oh, I'm so excited. Now I can buy all kinds of things.
Well, son, you be careful with that credit card. Credit cards can be dangerous.
Dangerous?
Oh, yes. People use credit cards all the time, and they spend money that they don't have, and then they go into debt. It becomes a pitfall.
A pitfall?
That's right. They can't repay the debt. Son, don't make that mistake. Don't fall into that trap. It's a pitfall.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Pitfalls are difficult situations that are hard to overcome.
How scary.
It is scary. Life is full of pitfalls. You must avoid them or you'll be sorry.
Okay, I will. Dad, how do you know so much about pitfalls?
Well, son, unfortunately, I've had some experience.
Okay, pitfall, a good word for you to learn. Potential danger, something that you don't expect. Well, we had an opportunity to interview someone who has a part-time job. Let's listen to this, and then we'll visit the chat room.
Hi, I'm David Wang. I took my first part-time job when I was 19 years old. Well, I decided to work. Well, I want to gain some real-life experiences. Also, I want to gain some money for schooling, too. I worked during the summer as a production assistant. I translated some articles from English to Chinese, and I also ran the teleprompter for an English teaching program. The hardest thing about working during the summer is because everyone is free, and when my friends call me up trying to get me out and hang out, I couldn't do it because I have work to do. I think it's a great idea of teens to get a part-time job because we can apply what we're learning into what we're doing in our careers. But always remind yourself that as a student, studying is our main focus. I feel less burdened to spend the money I earn to buy something I want because I feel bad to ask my parents for money. So, getting a part-time job, you can not only get some money, gain some experiences, why not?
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel.
Today's lesson is about teenagers or teens who work part-time. Now, Vicky and Steve already talked about who teens are.
That's right. Teens are people whose age is a number ending in teen. That is to say, people from the age of 13 to the age of 19.
So is there another term for teenager?
Yes, the term adolescent. Although adolescent is the more formal term.
Adolescent, doesn't that mean adult?
No, adolescence is the period of time between childhood and adulthood. And it's someone who's going through that transition period. We call that person an adolescent.
Teenager, 很多人都翻译成青少年。其实 teenager 严格的讲应该是13到19岁这个年龄层的青少年。因为11是 11, 12是 12, 到了13 13, 才有 teen 这个字出现。所以呢 ,11 12岁的孩子也叫做 preteen。
The youth is another name that's often used collectively for adolescents. We often hear about the youth culture, which is the way young people differentiate themselves from the general culture of their community. For example, working part-time has become part of the youth culture in America.
What about young adult?
Well, that depends on how it's used. For example, if you go to a bookstore or library, the young adult section has books for teenagers. But in psychology, people of the age 20 to 40 are all considered young adults.
还有一种讲法 young adult, 但是要看你用在哪里。如果用在出版品书籍 young adult 是归类在青少年。但是用在心理学 young adult 指的是20到40岁的年龄层的人。Okay, students, let's take a break right now. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Teenagers from which area in Asia have the most spending money? A. Singapore. B. Hong Kong. C. Taiwan. Teenagers from which area in Asia have the most spending money? C. Taiwan. Teenagers in Taiwan have the most spending money. Well then, come on, Taiwan teenagers. Let's go shopping.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. Today, we're talking about teens who work. Is it a good idea for teenagers to have part-time jobs?
Well, experts say there are benefits as well as pitfalls. Let's learn more about these things on line 14 as we continue with the reading.
Teens who work. One study showed that teens who work more than 15 hours a week have lower grades. They are also less likely to go to college. Teen depression, anxiety, and fatigue have been linked to long work hours as well. But experts haven't concluded that teen employment should be avoided altogether. They acknowledge that holding a part-time job can teach teens about responsibility and teamwork. Teens also learn about managing their time and money. Employment does bring benefits. Teens should be careful, however, to limit their work hours and always put schoolwork first.
Well, there has been a lot of debate on whether it's a good idea for teenagers to work. It says one study showed that teens who work more than 15 hours a week have lower grades. Now, parents who are very concerned with their children getting high grades would find that maybe this is a concern.
Okay, maybe the part-time job is responsible for their low grades. If they spend so much time working, they're not having that time or they don't have that time to devote to their studies. They are also less likely to go to college, it says. So if teens work, the chance of them going to college is reduced.
And perhaps that's because once they get a job and they get into the workforce, it's harder for them to leave. They're getting some money, and to go on to college might be something they don't want to do now because they already have a job that they're happy with.
Well, the author goes on to say teen depression, anxiety, and fatigue have been linked to long work hours as well. These are some of the pitfalls that have been found in students who work part-time jobs.
Okay, depression is a problem we're seeing in society anyway. More and more depression and anxiety. Anxiety is also the idea of feeling anxious about things, worrying a lot, and fatigue. Fatigue is being extremely tired, exhaustion.
Okay, you could be physically fatigued, and you can be mentally fatigued. You have this weariness, this tiredness, and of course, you don't want to be fatigued if you're a student. You have to go to class. You have to study and do your homework.
Now, notice it says these things have been linked to long work hours. Now, if people work long hours, the hour is still 1 hour, but it just means they work for a long time. They work many hours.
Okay, so experts believe there's a connection between these problems and employment or part-time employment for teens. Now, experts haven't concluded that teen employment should be avoided altogether either. So there's a flip side to the coin. There may be some benefits too.
Okay, so they haven't concluded this. They've done their studies, but they haven't really had a strong conclusion that this is bad for teenagers. Perhaps they're discovering that in some ways it could be beneficial, in some ways it might not be.
Okay, these experts acknowledge that holding a part-time job can teach teens about responsibility and teamwork. And you mentioned earlier some benefits that teens could have working part-time jobs, Vicki. I think responsibility is one great, great life lesson that you can learn while you're doing part-time work.
Okay, so it says they acknowledge. When we acknowledge something, we say something is true. We admit to it being true. So they acknowledge, they're not afraid to acknowledge the fact that this is true.
Okay, in line 21, we see the phrase holding a job. To hold a job means to have a job and to do well enough in it that you keep it. Some people cannot hold a job. They can get a job, but to keep that job is another story.
Right. In fact, we often hear of people who can't hold a job. But people who do hold a job just simply have a job. They keep that job. And so it says here that these people who are studying this, the experts, are acknowledging that holding a part-time job can teach teens actually more responsibility and teamwork. Now, it's important to learn responsibility, but it's also important to learn teamwork, that you don't just work on your own. You work with other people. You cooperate with other people.
That's a good point. Some more benefits include learning about managing time and money. These are great things that young people can learn through part-time jobs.
So employment does bring benefits. It says teens should be careful, however, to limit their work hours and always put homework first. So I think this whole thing is balance, isn't it?
I think so. That's what I wrote down here. Balance is the key. It's okay to have a part-time job, but don't work too hard. Remember, study is very, very important.
Well, we ask another student who takes a part-time job from time to time. Let's listen to this, and then we'll review our lesson.
I was 19 when I had my first part-time job. I was working at a music production studio as a music arranger. The reason why I decided to work is because since I have 4 months of summer vacation out of school, so I don't want to waste my time, and mostly is because I want to get my, I think it's the time for me to prepare myself some working experience after my life after, you know, education, you know. Don't waste your time. I think it's helpful to work during the summer. Summer vacation is about having fun, having good time with my friends from high schools, and then you see, I work during the summertime and I don't have time with my friends, no time to get a girlfriend, and somehow I get addicted to my job also. I stay up late, I work late, and my parents are worried about my health. So I kind of get annoyed with my parents. They kept saying things about, you should go home early, it's summer vacation, you should relax. Since I'm a music major at school, and working as a music arranger during the summertime, it helps me to get my feet wet a little bit and ahead of time than others. So when I go back to school, I get faster progress in learning music than other students. It feels really good to earn my own money. But I know I have to be aware of how I spend on those monies. So I have some plans to use them. First of all, I'll save most of the money into my bank account in case something happens in the future. Then I use part of it as my tuition. Then I use the part of it as my daily expenses. I remember I have some friends in college and from high school. So they work during the school times, and sometimes some of them they work in the breakfast restaurant. They have to wake up 5 in the morning, and some of them work in a coffee shop, so they have to work until maybe 12 or 1 in the morning. So that really sucks their lives, and their body getting worn out. They couldn't focus in classes. They find it hard to balance their studies with their part-time job. So I personally suggested that it's better to work in the summertime. So when it's summertime, you can focus on your work and you have more control of yourself, your time. And during the school years, you can fully focus on your studies. So that's my suggestion.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 rite of passage 这个名词片语。rite 是指仪式或惯例，而 passage 是指转变或演变。所以 rite of passage 在这里特别是指由孩童成为成人的成年礼。rite of passage 也指人生中必经的过程。例如 ，To most people, marriage is an important rite of passage.对大多数人而言，结婚是人生必经的重要过程。接下来我们看的是 pitfall 这个名词。pitfall 是指陷阱、圈套或者是隐藏的危机。例如 ,before you start your own business, you need to be aware of the pitfalls you might run into. 你在开始创业之前，你需要知道所有你可能遇到的陷阱。或者是A high interest rate is a potential pitfall of borrowing from a credit card company. 高额的利息是向信用卡公司借钱潜在的危机。最后我们看的是 acknowledge 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 knowledge, 知识这个字。所以 acknowledge 是指认知或承认。后面可以加上 that 子句来说明你所认知或承认的事情。例如It's important to help people acknowledge the danger of smoking. 帮助大家了解吸烟的危险性是很重要的事。And right now, let's move on to the word bank.
Rite of passage. Getting a driver's license has become a rite of passage for American teens. By and large, we received a few negative comments.But, by and large, our customers' comments were positive. Pitfall. Credit cards are a financial pitfall for people who can't control their spending. Fatigue. Doctors who work long hours often suffer from fatigue. Acknowledge. In order to become a better person, you must first acknowledge your weaknesses.Teens who work. Working after school has become almost a rite of passage for teens in the U.S. More than 80% of American teens work at some point during their high school years. Many teens in Australia and Europe also work part-time. But by and large, teens in East Asia have not followed this trend.Parents in these cultures encourage their children to study, not waste their time working. But is working really a waste of time for teens? The answer is unclear. Experts point to both benefits and pitfalls of teen employment. One study showed that teens who work more than 15 hours a week have lower grades. They are also less likely to go to college.Teen depression, anxiety, and fatigue have been linked to long work hours as well. But experts haven't concluded that teen employment should be avoided altogether. They acknowledge that holding a part-time job can teach teens about responsibility and teamwork. Teens also learn about managing their time and money. Employment does bring benefits. Teens should be careful, however, to limit their work hours and always put schoolwork first.
You know, Steve, I think when I was in college working part-time, I learned some valuable lessons, but I really do think sometimes I worked so many hours that my grades suffered for that.
It is hard to find that balance, isn't it, Vicki? I know working part-time jobs can be very valuable, and you can learn a lot.
That's right. Well, students, we hope you'll join us next time for a new lesson. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody.